Eat Your Kimchi, an SBS Pop Asia podcast.
And that's what I meant when I said before that, like, hanami to me is like a peek into people's lives.
Right.
Because I think that, like, in Japanese culture, people work so hard. Uh-huh. And so to watch them unwind, like, we mentioned this before when we were talking to Dan, we said, like, you know, those Dance Dance games.
Yeah.
So if you go to an arcade, there's like those Dance Dance Revolution games where you jump on the little triangles,
mm-hmm.
but there's also another
arrows.
Game. Yeah. The arrows.
Yeah.
But there's another game now where you don't have that arrow pad. It's
yeah.
where you kind of like
motion capture.
Right. Exactly. You have to like mimic the person.
Uh-huh.
And people in Japan are quite like, you know, controlled with their emotions.
Yes.
But then we'll see people playing this game like full blown RuPaul divas.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable dance skills.
Yeah.
And we're like,
and like
wow.
sass while they're dancing
and
as well.
And they're like a businessman.
And that's related to hanami how?
Because it's an example of people unwinding.
Ah, there you go.
So to me, it's like there are these little peeks into Japanese culture where mm-hmm. you realize people aren't as stiff or as businesslike as they seem.
Right.
And I think that we've been really lucky because we travel a lot for our job.
Yeah.
And we've gone to like, you know, Gifu and we've got to all these places. We see people during the day.
Right.
And they work so hard.
Exactly.
Like they really do their jobs.
But then
and
when
polite.
They party, they actually
they really
enjoy
unwind,
themselves
right.
and really unwind.
So like when we've hung out with people for filming videos, uh-huh. we've gone like with Chef Suga, for example, like we'll go somewhere. We'll have this really serious shoot. He's very into the crafts of the people making cups or like making rice or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then at nighttime, everyone's like, let's enjoy going to Noribang.
Yeah.
Like, or Noribang is, oh my God,
karaoke.
Korean. I switched. Karaoke.
Yeah.
Where we're all like singing ridiculous 80s songs and people have a leg up on the couch and they're like thrusting along with like a ridiculous Grease Lightning. Like, people don't live nonstop as like action heroes.
Yeah, but you're making it sound as if there's like karaoke's and people dancing on the streets here in Hanami. Like, that's not an example at all of what it's like out there.
No,
you're
no,
just
no,
saying
no.
that you're watching people unwind.
Unwind, yeah. And
okay.
so for me, Hanami is not just a picnic. Like, I think that if you describe it outside of Japan, everyone's like, there's cherry blossoms and we go for a picnic.
Uh-huh.
And so everyone's like, yeah, why not? But I'm saying for me, when I see Hanami and people unwinding, it's more than just a picnic.
Right.
It's more like an observance of people being able to be themselves. And,
mm-hmm.
and remember last year we saw people standing up with a portable karaoke mic
mm-hmm.
and they were like singing and there was like an acting group that was going out. Like you don't normally see that in Japan.
Right.
You know, so
right.
it's kind of this peek into this window of people really going like on the full unwind side.
Grab the Eat Your Kimchi podcast from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. SBS Pop Asia.